You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And that is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Let's go now to our West Her hotline. Zach Baccio joins us from Bills practice. And Sal, I know there was some good news injury-wise, but it appears in the last 10 or so minutes there is some not great news for the Bills' first-round pick.
Yeah, and very concerning. First-round pick cornerback Max Hairston was on the field having his right knee looked at by trainers and limped off the field with trainers. So we don't have anything on him yet. It just happened. Hopefully later today we'll have a little more on Max Hairston, but the Bills' first-round pick on the field, sitting down. It was during individual drills. I can't tell you exactly what happened. In fact, none of the media kind of saw it, right? It was over in a different area where we were kind of focusing for the most of us. I've asked around, and it was over in a different area where most people saw anything happen. So I can't tell you if it was non-contact. I can't tell you if he ran into somebody, but we'll get more information. I know you'll probably see some video of him on the ground sitting down with trainers, and then he laid down, and he was upset. And, you know, obviously that's not good news. They lifted him up and walked him to the athletic trainer's tent, and he was with a trainer when they did that.
And this is a bit of a sour note. I mean, relatively early into practice, it seemed like there was some good injury news. Dalton Kincaid, Elijah Moore, back to practice. Kincaid only misses one day, and then for this to happen, it has somewhat been maybe not the biggest storyline, but one of them for the start of Bills camp. A lot of injuries to start.
Yeah, so not only you do have that good news with those guys returning, but we have more guys added to the injury report. Offensive line. I'll ask Matt Belvey. He's standing here. Did you see what happened? I'm live right now, Matt. Did you see what happened to him?
No. Okay. I'm seeing the video from Dan Fates at Buffalo Plus, and I'm actually walking over to speak to my colleague Dom Tibbetts to see if he has video of what happened. But it looks like trainers are looking at his right knee as he's getting up, and he was able to walk off on his own, which I guess is a good thing. But
with some help with trainers.
Yeah, but he wasn't on the cart, so that is a good thing, especially because they would always be overcautious with situations like this. So, you know, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here. And then I also just saw Cole Bishop just left practice too.
Okay, so there you go. Cole Bishop leaving practice on top of Mike Edwards not practicing, the offensive lineman, KJ Hamler not practicing, heat related. And then thank you, Matt. Larry Ogunjobi with a vet rest day. Alec Anderson has a knee injury. Dwayne Carter has an illness and not out here today. You said Elijah Moore and Dalton Kincaid have returned. They have. So we'll see anything about Max Hairston when you get a chance, and we'll find out about Cole Bishop when we get a chance.
I'd imagine it's you have to inhale probably a deep breath in order to read everything there, Sal. Yeah. But on to better things, I would imagine, I'd like to get to there. First of all, we got free Matt Beauvais on the show. Love to hear that. But secondly, reading about the one-on-ones that were happening just now, though, as well, Trey White having himself a fantastic one-on-one session. What's it been like with that competition? And is it starting to kind of, obviously, injury aside, has it been kind of skewing toward White overall throughout camp?
Yeah, I just think it's always been White until Max Hairston can prove he can be on the field and know the defense, not make mistakes, all that kind of stuff, right? So to me, you guys know, we've had discussions about this where I've always felt you come into training camp, Tre'Davious White's your starting corner. Max Hairston has to take the job from him. And I don't even like to term it as Trey has to lose it. It's his to lose. It's Max's to win, I think. Now, obviously, the injury is going to play a role in that in some capacity here as we go forward. We hope nothing serious. But to me, Tre'Davious White always been the penciled in starter anyway for the Buffalo Bills corner two spot opposite Christian Benford. Matt Milano just picked off Josh Allen in 11-on-11. Josh tried to float one over his head to Dalton Kincaid. Matt Milano, great job in zone coverage to pick that off. So yeah, I think it's Tre'Davious White, by the way, he did have a great, great session. Locked down on, it was in the back of the end zone. I wrote who he was going against the first time. It was Joshua Palmer. He's going against Joshua Palmer. They get to the back of the end zone. He just won't let him free. And then Josh Allen tries to fit it in. Maybe he wouldn't in a regular season game. and Trey just turns around and snatches it, grabs it, interception. And then a little while later, he's going against Keon Coleman. Coleman is right at the front part of the end zone, the goal line, on the goal line, right around the hash marks. And, I mean, Trey just stayed right with him and just nowhere to put it, and he knocks the ball away when it comes because they're trying to throw it in anyway, trying to, you know, make a play. And then, but Keon had a nice session too. I mean, that play didn't go his way, but he had a couple of real nice routes he ran, made a great catch over Dane Jackson in the back of the end zone for a toe tap at the pylon as well.
Sal, I do want to jump back to, because while he just made a play 30 seconds ago, you've been really high on Matt Milano to start camp, and he's a player, I don't want to say I've completely forgot about him, but I will say, almost like Tre'Davious White over the last few years, the Bills have somewhat learned how to play without him. And it's been good. Dorian Williams led the team in tackles, don't get me wrong. But the more I hear you talk about Matt Milano, the more I see from him at camp, I'm starting to get excited again. If maybe he doesn't ever hit that all-pro level again, but if he's even close to that, with already what you've maybe added on defense, what you have at linebacker, you know, I start to almost date.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Daydream about what it could look like.
Listen, I've said it, and I'll continue to say it. If Matt Milano stays healthy, I still think he could be one of the top weak side linebackers in the NFL. And then you're talking about Terrell Bernard, who we know that he is a really, really good football player, right? It's about staying healthy for both these guys. If they can stay on the field, they can stay available. I really believe the Buffalo Bills might have the best, if not close to it, linebacker duo in the league. And that includes a 31-year-old Matt Milano coming off a couple major injuries over the last couple of years, who started to get back into it towards the end of the year last year. I thought he was playing his best football once they got to that Denver game. You remember when he chased down Bo Nix for a sack on third down, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he was playing his best football right at that time. And then right at the end of the Ravens game, and then the Ravens game, he has that two-point conversion he knocks down. You guys remember that one, right? And then right at the end of that game, he kind of tweaked his hamstring, and he wasn't fully 100% for the Chiefs AFC Championship game. Not that it was an excuse. He did play, but he was not completely healthy for that game.
I'm calling that Chiefs dark magic at that point. But, Sal, Keon Coleman, we started the show talking about him and how he's kind of putting a little bit more consistency into the practices right now. The last 2 days, he's looked really good. You just mentioned he also still had a pretty good one-on-one session there. How's it been looking for Coleman in terms of consistency now, with a couple of really good days showing at St. John Fisher?
Yeah, I'm starting to really like what I see when it comes to that. That's where it has to be, to be honest with you, Derek, the consistency. We know he has the ability to make the flash play. We know he has the ability to, you know, make a play that most guys can't make due to his size, his athleticism, right? High pointing the ball. And he has enough speed, right? He's not super slow, despite I know some of the things from last year in the draft process, but he is sudden. He is quick for a guy that, you know, is his size. I mean, he's a former guard in basketball, right? He knows how to navigate around an athletic field and court. So I would say the consistency is what has to be there. And I've really liked what I've seen with him and some of the consistency that he's starting to put together here. I think today was another day where, hey, not everybody's going to go your way. But, you know, a couple of days in, we were talking about a couple of drops. I haven't seen that out here. I've seen it either he's making the play or there's a reason he didn't make the play. And I think that is something I want to see. I want to see the timing with Josh Allen. That seems to really be starting to improve, and that's all a piece of that.
With the pads staying on, pads going on yesterday, Sal, I'd imagine there's a lot more focus looking at the offensive and defensive lines here. Deion Walker looks even more mountainous of a person. What have you seen so far, though, in terms of the trenches? How's everything looking there? Tylan Grable probably getting a lot of the majority of snaps with Spencer Brown still out. But what's it been looking like for TJ Sanders and Deion Walker in particular?
Yeah, I mean, these guys are fitting in the rotation, and TJ Sanders did leave practice briefly yesterday. He came back, so that's good news, obviously. Deion Walker is a mammoth human being. I'm looking at him right now, standing right with the rest of the defense. He just towers over most of these guys. I mean, he's as tall as Rousseau and Epinesa, but he is also really wide and big. And you add that, you know, onto that frame, so that's pretty amazing, you know, to see that. As far as the tackle is concerned, don't count out Ryan Vandermark. He is fighting for a job out here to be the starting, the main swing tackle. With Spencer Brown out, it is opportunity for Tylon Grable. It is opportunity for Ryan Vandermark. Tylon Grable, they really liked last year after he they drafted him. He comes in, he wins that swing tackle job over Ryan Vandermark, but Vandermark's still on the team, and he has to play in a pinch, and he does a good job. So, yeah, you want to see that. I think that's really all good sign from everything we're seeing with those guys. I'm looking right now. Is that no? It's Mike Edwards. I wanted to see who I saw in street close game. Mike Edwards, the offensive lineman. He's out. Alec Anderson is out here though. He's just walking around, which is good news. When you when a guy is hurt and he's out here with the team walking around, that's very encouraging. It doesn't mean he's coming back tomorrow necessarily or anything like that, but that's encouraging to see. Same thing with Terrell Bernard. Terrell Bernard actually was out here a little. He was with trainers. He's off to the side working with trainers. He might still be, but he was a little while ago. So, you know, as much as the injury list is lengthy, let's keep some perspective that the Bills are going to take every precaution necessary with all of these guys.
Jonathan Acosta of WGRZ is tweeting out that Cole Bishop appears to be back on the sideline. So,
okay.
Sounds like good news for him. And Sal, on that,
yeah.
I did want to ask you about Bishop because I know pretty much for the most part he has been their starting safety. He may have been 100% as well along with Taylor Rapp. What have you seen from Bishop? I know this is going to be a huge year for him, and I think for a lot of Bills fans, kind of the fear is, it does Bishop have it? We really never were able to find out last year part of the reason why he was hurt for most of training camp last year.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that, you know, the way I'll describe this, the same thing I've been saying, it's Cole Bishop's job. In this situation, it is Cole Bishop's job to lose.
Yeah.
How could he lose it? Well, he has to be available, number one. If he's unavailable, he could lose the job. And number two, if, you know, things just go really awry with him on the field, that could happen. I don't expect that. I think Cole Bishop's just going to keep getting better. Cole Bishop's a really smart kid. You know, played at Utah where he ran a very NFL-friendly type defense to learn all the nuances that you really have to take with you into the NFL. I really like his athleticism. I like his versatility. I think the Bills like all of that about Cole Bishop. So, no doubt, I think that Cole Bishop is a guy that can really help this team. But his number one thing is he has to be available. And it's good news that he's on the sidelines. I'm on the opposite sideline, guys, so I'm looking over there right now to see if I see him. But that's good news that Jonathan tweeted that out. You never know. Sometimes these guys just have to go to the bathroom. Sometimes they need a little water break, right? I mean, who knows what's going on? Sometimes it's a maintenance issue with their equipment. You never know. So a guy leaves the field, obviously it's notable, but for him to come back is great. And then, of course, you know, we'll keep an eye on Max Hairston as well and anything we hear about him today.
All right, sounds good. Sal, we'll let you get back to practice. Thanks for jumping on with us this morning.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. And, of course, I do want to remind you that Sal Capaccio takes you behind the scenes during Bills training camp with Sal's All Access Facebook Live on WGR's Facebook page, brought to you by Upstate Honda Dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today.
Hey, don't forget, though, we got a couple things going on this week in terms of some giveaways. So be listening to the station this week for your chance to win two tickets to the Buffalo Bisons home game on Saturday, August 2nd at Salem Field at 6:35, celebrating women in sports, plus a post-game drone show. That's always a good time, I'd
imagine. Shows are always
drone
a good time.
Drone show is always going to be a good time. Seeing things buzzing around there, the kids probably go, oh, well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And but you have a chance, so make sure to tune this week to win two tickets to the Bisons home game this Saturday, August 2nd.
803-0550, the number to call. We'll come back here after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.